Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 24th of August. This week in Battle Drill Daily Devotional, we consider the difficult and daring concept of forgiveness through the story of Joseph of Egypt. We turn again to Genesis chapter 45 and verses 1 to 15, which today we're reading from the New International Version. Joseph makes himself known. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, "Make everyone leave my presence." So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and Pharaoh's household heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still living?" But his brothers were not able to answer him, because they were terrified at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come close to me." When they had done so, he said, "I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now, do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years there will be no ploughing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household and ruler of all Egypt. Now hurry back to my father and say to him, 'This is what your son Joseph says. God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, don't delay. You shall live in the region of Goshen and be near me, you, your children and grandchildren, your flocks and herds, and all you have. I will provide for you there, because 5 years of famine are still to come. Otherwise, you and your household and all who belong to you will become destitute. You can see for yourselves, and so can my brother Benjamin, that it is really I who am speaking to you. Tell my father about all the honor accorded me in Egypt and about everything you have seen, and bring my father down here quickly.' Then he threw his arms around his brother Benjamin and wept, and Benjamin embraced him, weeping. And he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. Afterwards, his brothers talked with him." Amen. Who has hurt you most in your life? Who has caused you the most bitterness and pain? Would you be able to look them in the eye today and say, "I forgive you"? That was the decision Joseph of Egypt faced. He was the second most powerful man in the land, and before him came his starving brothers, trying to find food and relief from the famine in their neighbouring country. Around a decade earlier, Joseph's brothers had beaten him up, sold him into slavery, and told his father that he'd been killed by wild animals. Had Joseph held on to his hurt? Had his life been peppered with resentment and bitterness? Would he take revenge on his brothers? Or would he say, "I forgive you"? Joseph chose to say, "I forgive you." But he went further than that. He asked his brothers to come closer. He hugged his youngest brother Benjamin and kissed and wept over each one of his other brothers. He didn't just forgive them, he showed them love and affection. He was daring in both his words and his actions. You too can make the daring choice to say to the person who has hurt you the most, "I forgive you." But God dares you to go further. He wants you to respond to their evil with good. He wants you to bless the one who has hurt you. Why? Because it's the happiest and healthiest way to live. When Joseph chose to forgive his brothers, the Bible tells us he wept with joy. When you say, "I forgive you," and you choose to show love to someone who has hurt you badly, you're free to move forward with your life. As you think about these thoughts today, you might want to ask yourself these two questions to help you go deeper. Who are you refusing to say, "I forgive you" to? And how is that impacting your holiness and sense of spiritual growth? Tomorrow, I hope you'll join me for another Battle Drill devotional as we think about forgiving what we can't forget.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.